So I meant to read this when we arrived here this morning. A blessing from the great new deity called AI. I asked AI for a blessing for our gathering. And this is what AI said. May your hearts be open and your minds be clear as you gather here in the spirit of Vipassana meditation. May your journey inward be filled with serenity and insight, leading you to discover the boundless peace within. May you find strength in your practice and cultivate compassion for yourselves and all beings. May the wisdom gained during this gathering ripple out into the world, spreading love and understanding to all corners of existence. May your time together be a transformative experience, and may you continue to walk the path of mindfulness with grace and joy. May you be blessed with deepening awareness and profound inner harmony. Beautiful and a little creepy, but nevertheless, all my intentions for you and hopefully your intentions for yourself and each other. And reminding you of the Buddha's suggestion when he rhetorically asks, or he said, there's one thing, O monks, that leads to calm and focus and pleasant dwelling in this life, to the abandonment of the taints, the uprooting of the fetters, to the heart's release, to all the states that partake of supreme knowledge. What is that one thing? That was his question. What is the one thing? And he said, mindfulness directed to the body. So we will continue as both a completion in itself, but also as a healing antidote for our disembodied habits. We will continue to use as our primary anchor our sitting body. And this afternoon I'd like to again begin with the mindfulness directed to the body's breath, but also expand a little bit to include the realm of sound, which is one of the physical sense experiences. The base of hearing is in the body, the ear, and then sound. And when you have the ignition of sound, and it activates that physical experience of hearing, and then it's also accompanied with comprehension, and that combination of the knowing, the noticing, the bass, and the sound, you get the experience of hearing. You may not think about this at first, but this can become something that occurs to you as you go along in your practice, that spontaneous occurrence of hearing. Nowhere in that experience is there a self. Nowhere in that is a hearer or a doer. There's just conditions coming together, the bass, the sound, and the consciousness arising. And the consciousness that arises, the sound and the bass, they're all happening momentarily. But from the usual proximity of our observation and the way that we filter through our thinking mind, we say to ourselves, I just heard a sound. And the way we would talk to somebody is, I heard a sound. I heard that sound. And What our practice allows us to do is move beyond that more conventional view that I heard a sound to. A sound is being known. And why is that important? And why would it be important to talk about right now? It's because each moment we experience things just the way they are in that way. We experience life beyond the sense of a personal me, separate, apart from the flow of life. We literally enter into life itself. And that sense of me apart from things just melts away. And it's really just a matter of perception. We'll go more into that as we go along, but we'll include some sound in this sitting. We'll also include the whole array of physical sensations other than the sensations of breath that will likely move to the foreground of your awareness. And so even though I will be gradually describing these different parts of our experience, it's really that if I describe the whole of our experience right now, it'd be too much for our mind would get a little overwhelmed by it. So we describe and encourage you to pay attention to these areas of experience, sound, breath, body, little bits at a time so that we don't get overwhelmed. But really these instructions that are offered are not a prescription. You do this now, do this now, do this now. They really just describe what you're going to notice anyway. And we just dole it out gradually. So you will also be noticing, inevitably, moods. You may be noticing thoughts. Other people have talked about thoughts already. You'll notice different states of mind. You'll notice hindrances, all these different things. But we'll just highlight just breath, body, and sounds right now, just to keep it simple. But really, they're descriptions, not prescriptions. Okay? So if something else is happening, you're not doing it wrong. So in order to meet the presently arising experience, it is, in a non-reactive way, it's helpful if our mind and body are in harmony. And the way for our mind and body to come into harmony, into more of a state of ease and relaxation and balance, is to have our attention as continuously as possible feeling, noticing, being with, receiving the experience of our sitting body. And so, first and foremost, being aware of that ultimate fact that you are aware and here. Be aware of your whole body. You might let go of the idea of it and feel the shape and the form and the vibration, that living quality, that pulsing. It's gentle stillness. And then just notice how your body's breathing and how our attention to the breath in the body, somehow that combination of attention and breath and body reveals a kind of settling or stilling. And while you're noticing the body's experience of breathing, it doesn't hurt to enjoy it. Take delight in the fact that you are aware. Take delight in the experience of being secluded in this experience of body. What's also potentially delightful is that every moment that you feel this sitting body and breath, you are emptying your mind of its usual preoccupations. Emptying with the in-breath, emptying with the out-breath, and then filling it with the living present, which is alive, so different from past and future, which are mental. So to the extent that you can, just let yourself be secluded in this simple experience of being embodied, knowing and enjoying the body's experience of breath. And not just glancing at the experience of breath, but sinking into it, being intimate with each arising breath wherever it's most clear. Connecting with that feeling and sustaining through the duration of the in-breath. Beginning, the middle, end of the out-breath. And then as we mentioned before, if there's a space between the breaths, sustain your awareness in that space, just either by relaxing into the openness, quietness, or just resting in the whole body awareness until the next breath calls your attention. Filling your attention with real-time experience. Just this moment, just this breath. And if sounds arise and become stronger than the breath, just become aware of hearing. And as the sound fades away or becomes less compelling, then just settle back into the sitting body and breath. If some other physical sensation lights up in your mind, becomes stronger than the general sensations of sitting or breathing, just let the breath and general body awareness move to the background and let your attention be filled with the more specific sensation that's arising in the foreground, like aching or burning or stabbing or itching or tingling, squeezing, coolness, warmth, vibrating, pulsing. Just letting that experience be fully received. You may even want to accompany that with a soft little mental label, aching, aching, or burning. tone expressing your complete openness to that presently arising experience. Aching, aching. And we don't simply glance at that predominant sensation. We receive it and we, in a sense, study it. Not why it's there, but we feel it, feel its texture, and notice how it behaves. Notice what happens to the experience being noticed. Does it get stronger? Does it fade away? Does it morph into another experience? Just experiencing the nature of the presently arising sensation. And when it's no longer predominant, compelling, or has faded away, then in support of remaining anchored to the living present, we just feel our body and breath again. Just this breath, just this moment. Total receptivity, receiving, yet alert, without getting bogged down in this, you may want to notice whenever there's a predominant experience. You may want to notice whether it is pleasant. Just feel its pleasantness. You may want to know whether it's unpleasant and just feel its unpleasantness. You may want to know whether it's neither pleasant or unpleasant. your mind is sinking into dullness, just notice that quality. Very mindfully, kindly refresh yourself and begin again. Same with resistance or aversion. Just notice that struggle, strain. Notice that quality and feel free to again refresh yourself and begin again. Every moment, because there is no destination in time, every moment's a new beginning. You can always begin again. Just this moment, just this body, breath, or whatever is predominant. Remember that mindfulness does not have an agenda, doesn't want to do anything, undo anything, fix anything, or figure anything out. It's just being aware. This is its healing power, non-interfering, non-contentious. Non-grasping. Open and free. Just this moment. Supported by the body and breath. When you hear the sound of the gong, just be aware of the bare experience of hearing. And when you've noticed the sound arise and fade, after the fading, be aware of the impulse to open your eyes, and then the experience of opening your eyes, experience of seeing, and perhaps the impulse to make other movements with your body, so that the practice continues continuously.